One of it must be money, but it has to be money not made. It's changed, of course, now, but 30, 40 years ago. If you came to this town and made money, oh, he's just... you know what they are. They're just ordinary, you know. He never met his father, you know. Oh, don't you remember his uncle? But if they made money, had made money, if the fathers had made money, they had the money, you see. It's like all over. Mm. Kennedys and all of them. No matter how a person made money, if they had it, and had had it a few years, they had, you know, become encased in gentility, right? And they'd been accepted.
Did education have much to do with that, or was that just...
I don't think it had much to do with it. I really don't. Because actually, the people who... I think it was money, and not just money. Professional man. Right. If there was one or two, it's the only thing I could figure out. Only thing that I could figure out that made us supposed to be one of the first, you know, right side of the tracks, first families and so forth, which of course is all ridiculous, you know. It really is. I know Howard mentioned to me one time, I said, gosh, he said, honey, you know, it sounded like first families of Virginia. You know, he said there were only about 16 or 20 of these first families of Virginia, and they couldn't have populated half the South.
But that was the feeling of the town.
Yeah. It's the feeling of this little town, and this little town is completely different in the feeling and from Stamps. And Stamps was a mill town.
I see.
Stamps is a mill town, and this was a cotton town and a railroad town. And the men, you never saw men working here. You never saw men working here because they would go out to their big farms down on the river, I guess, and oversee it and come back.
I see.
And the only time you'd see them, you'd never see anybody in work clothes.
Let me tell you that there's something that supports that. I ask, I really wanted, as you know, to interview Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask her to talk about her grandparents. And she says, well, I don't have a thing to tell you. So they're just hardworking, ordinary people. And that does bear out what you say, doesn't it? I remember, I think it was the because he was a Presbyterian minister who founded a seminary and taught there. And she was full of stories and interest in him.
Mm-hmm.
But so far as the Stamps were concerned, I don't have a thing to tell you.
There were two families over there that mother and mom would go and visit. Ones were, well, there were three, Miss and this Dr. who is about my age, Van Strand, a little older, I think, maybe 65. Has come back to Stamps. He would be fascinating for you to talk to because he's come back to Stamps to retire, and he has been, I think, the chief health officer of Los Angeles or San Francisco or something here. So he's been away long enough.
He came back here.
Yeah, and back in Stamps. But it was the strangest, the and the and then was the one who had the big lumber store there. And they were four families. There were three families that mother and mom would always go see, Mrs. Boney and Mrs. Brown. Yeah.
So this was the aristocratic town of the county, and that's why it became the county seat then.
I don't know why. It became the county seat because the railroad came through, I'm sure.